Well, Mary Kay Place starting us out there this time. Remember her? Mary Kay Place, of course, the actress who played on the Mary Hartman show. She played the character Loretta. And Baby Boy, that was a pretty good size hit for her. Got a lot of airplay. And she had one follow-up to it, actually from the same album, one follow-up to it called Vitamin L. And as far as I know, that's about all she ever had that got airplay. It's a pretty good album. But hope you enjoyed that bouncy little thing to start out the tape with. And this is Roger Smith at 115 North Keats Avenue, Louisville, Kentucky, 40206. And you can get your request in, of course, as always, by putting them at the beginning of the tape when you send it back. Or you can email me at snakeguy@bellsouth.net. Or you can give me a call at 502-721-7634, where the machine is always on. We'll take your request that way. And we're sitting behind the mic to bring you yet another edition of the Listener's Choice magazine, edition number 22. Can you believe it? We're going to be a little bit late this time for various reasons. The recording date is Sunday the 30th of October. And by the time I can get this thing mastered and get it duplicated, many of you will not have it go out in the mail until Tuesday, the 1st of November. Some of them might go out tomorrow, but most of them will go out the 1st of November. And sorry about that, just didn't get done. However, that doesn't mean that the Christmas edition will be late. We will have the Christmas edition out to you before Christmas in December. So get the magazines back in so that you can get your Christmas edition, which we feel real good about. People have enjoyed that over the years. We've done it every year, and people have enjoyed it, and we think it's kind of a special edition. So it will be coming out in December as usual. I'll just have to do it a little bit sooner this next time so that you'll get them on time, and we will do that. Had a question from someone, and I don't even remember who now. Someone called and wanted to know if it was okay to share the tape magazine with friends. And the answer is a definite yes. Of course, you may let your friends listen to the tape magazine. You may send your friends the tape magazine. That's perfectly all right. Remember that we do take requests only from people who have signed up for the Listener's Choice. So if they like it, if your friend likes it and wants to make requests and that sort of thing, well, have them, get in touch with us, and we'll put them on the list. But of course, you're welcome to share it with whomever you want to. That's perfectly all right. Well, let's get started with a bunch of music now. I think we've got our house cleaning pretty well taken care of for this edition. So let's get started with a bunch of music. And I'm going to start out with our new one for this time. We always like to put a new song on, and this is kind of something different for us because I don't recommend this CD particularly, and I don't usually put things on that I don't recommend, but this is from George Jones's latest CD. It's called Hits I Missed and One I Didn't, and I have a lot of George Jones music, and the only reason that I would think you might want this CD is if you have a lot of George Jones music and just wouldn't want to be without what might be his last CD. I don't know that, but of course any of them could be. He's getting on up there. And that's the way I feel. I want it in the collection. As far as really recommending it, I think the Possum sounds like a really, really old, worn-out possum on this CD. I don't think he's capable anymore of putting the feeling. He can still carry a tune, but I don't think he's capable anymore of putting the feeling into the material that he used to put in songs. And I think he's getting just about too old to really do a good job on recording. I'm going to play a cut for you and let you see what you think. But the album is out, and that's the title of it if you're interested in it. And without further comment, here's the Possum.
I'm just a singer, a natural born guitar ringer, kind of a clinger to sad old songs. I'm not a walk behinder, I'm a new note finder, but my name's a reminder of a blues man that's already gone. So I started drinking, took some things that messed up my thinking. I was sure sinking when she came along. I was alone in the spotlight, not too much left inside. She changed all that one night when she sang me this song.
Hey baby, I love you. Some kind of macho man. You've wasted so much of your life running through the dark nights. Let me shine a little love light down on you, blues man.
Got sick from speeding, all the things they said I was needing. If I was to keep on pleasing all of my fans, I got cuffed on dirt roads, I got sued over no-shows. She came and took all that old load down off of this blues man. And I sang, hey baby, I love you too. Hey baby, I need you too. Hey baby, I do get tired of this traveling band.
I know you do.
Oh, I'm up in my years now. Nights would be so cold now if you hadn't stuck it out with this blues man. Oh, I'm up in my years now. Nights would be oh so cold now if she hadn't hung around with this blues man.
Last night, all alone in a barroom, met a girl with a drink in her hand. She had ruby red lips, coal black hair, and eyes that would tempt any man. Then she came and sat down at my table, and as she placed her soft hands in mine, I found myself moaning conversation was flowing like wine, and I was almost persuaded to strip myself of my pride, almost persuaded to push my conscience aside. Then we danced and she whispered, I need you. Take me away from here and be my man. Then I looked into her eyes and I saw it, the reflection of my wedding band. And I was all persuaded to let strange lips lead me on, almost persuaded, but your sweet love made me stop and go home.
David Houston there with his hit from about 1966, his monster hit, we should say, Almost Persuaded. That was actually played on a long ago issue of The Listener's Choice, possibly the first issue, I'm not sure. But Mike Lance requested that song, and we think that's a powerful enough song to bear repeating after this long a time. So, hope you enjoyed that one. And speaking of back issues, someone asked who checks should be made out to, or how checks should be made out if they want to write a check for back issues. And it's fine just to make the check out to me. Make it out to Roger Smith, and that will just be fine. This is number 22, so of course there are 21 back issues, and you can order, they're a dollar a piece, and you can order whatever you want. If you want the whole package, it would be 21 at this point. If you want some but not all, we can do that, but it will be up to you to remember which ones you've had and that sort of thing. We don't do that sort of bookkeeping, so you can do that if you like, and you can send the check, make the check out to Roger Smith, and that will be fine, and you're welcome to order the back issues, and we'll get them out to you as soon as we can. Of course, you may always get the back issues online, and a lot of people are doing that now at www.bluegrasspals.com, and they're always up there. You can bring them down and listen to them anytime you want to, or record them on tape for yourself, or whatever you want to do with them. So that'll be fine either way you want to do it if you want the back issues. Well, let's send one out to Barbara Ware here in Massachusetts. She wanted to hear Elton Britt's version of Star Spangled Banner Waving Somewhere. I think quite some time ago we may have put that song on another issue as done by the Leuven Brothers. They had it on their Weapon of Prayer album back in the early 60s, late 50s, early 60s. But this version was long before that. It would have been sometime in the 40s. And Elton Britt, you're no stranger to Elton Britt. We've played Elton on this magazine a number of times. He's the yodeler, if you remember, but he's also a fantastic vocalist and really did a nice job on this song, and I hope you enjoy this one, Barbara. Elton Britt, Star Spangled Banner Waving Somewhere. Here we go.
There's a Star Spangled Banner waving somewhere in a distant land so many miles away. Only Uncle Sam's great heroes get to go there, where I wish that I could also live someday. I'd see Lincoln, Custer, Washington, and Perry. Nathan Hale and Colin Kelly too. There's a star-spangled banner waving somewhere, waving o'er the land of heroes brave and true. In this war with its mad schemes of destruction, of our country fair and our sweet liberty, by the mad dictators, leaders of corruption, can't the U.S. use a mountain boy like me? God gave me the right to be a free American. For that precious right I'd gladly die. There's a star-spangled banner waving somewhere. That is where I want to live when I die. Though I realize I'm crippled, that is true, sir. Please don't judge my courage by my twisted leg. Let me show my Uncle Sam what I can do, sir. Let me help to bring the axes down a peg. If I do some great deed, I will be a hero. And a hero brave is what I want to be. There's a star-spangled banner waving somewhere. In that heaven there should be a place for me.
I'm a nut, I'm a nut. My life don't ever get in a rut. The head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense God gave a goose. Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut. Is it wetter underwater if you're there when it rains? Is it shorter to New York than it is by plane? Between myself and I wonder who's the dumber. Is it hotter down south than it is in the summer? I'm a nut, I'm a nut. My life don't ever get in a rut. The head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense God gave a goose. Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut. I drove my Cadillac to Vegas to satisfy my lust. Wheel and deal and left old Vegas on a Greyhound bus. I sure didn't set the woods on fire while I was there, but remember only forest fires prevent bears. I'm a nut, I'm a nut. My life don't ever get in a rut. The head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense God gave a goose. Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut. The poverty war will be over when I begin to fight. If it took a dime to go around the world, I couldn't get out of sight. I don't mind to take the girls out if they don't mind to go Dutch. Makes me feel like $1 million, and I bet I ain't worth half that much. I'm a nut, I'm a nut. My life don't ever get in a rut. The head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense God gave a goose. Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut.
Well, how many of you know who that was now? I'm a nut. That goes back once again to the 60s. And a gentleman named Leroy Pullins. And as far as I know, that's the only thing he ever did that got any amount of airplay. That was a pretty good size hit for him. But I never heard of him before or since. Maybe some of you have. But That is who that was, Leroy Pullins. And I think that a nut song deserves a squirrel song after it. How about you? I want to send this next song out to Deb Saylor, my squirrely little friend in Huntsville, Alabama. And actually, someone else requested this song, and I don't have it right now. You're going to have to forgive me on this issue, folks. My screen isn't up like it should be, and I'm doing these requests kind of by memory. So if I get your song on and I don't mention your name, just realize it's for you and take it for that, okay? But I want to send this one out to Deb and anyone else that requested it, and at least one more of you did. This is Ray Stevens and The Day the Squirrel Went Berserk in the Mississippi Church. Hope you enjoy it.
Well, when I was a kid, I'd take a trip every summer down to Mississippi to visit my granny and her antebellum world. I'd run barefooted all day long, climbing trees free as a song, and one day I happened to catch myself a squirrel. Well, I stuffed him down in an old shoebox and punched a couple holes in the top. When Sunday came, I snuck him into church. I was sitting way back in the very last pew, showing him to my good buddy Hugh, when that squirrel got loose and went totally berserk. But what happened next is hard to tell. Some thought it was heaven, others thought it was hell. But the fact that something was among us was plain to see. As the choir sang, "I surrender all," the squirrel ran up Harv Newland's coveralls, and Harv leaped to his feet and said, "Something's got a hold on me." Yow! The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church, in that sleeping little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting hallelujah. Well, Harv hit the aisles dancing and screaming. Some thought he had religion, others thought he had a demon, and Harv thought he had a weed eater loose in his Fruit of the Looms. He fell to his knees to plead and beg, and the squirrel ran out of his britches leg unobserved to the other side of the room. All the way down to the Amen pew, where sat Sister Bertha Better Than You, who'd been watching all the commotion with sadistic glee. But you should have seen the look in her eyes when that squirrel jumped her garters and crossed her thighs, and she jumped to her feet and said, "Lord, have mercy on me." As the squirrel made laps inside her dress, she began to cry and then to confess to sins that would make a sailor blush with shame. She told of gossip and church dissension, but the thing that got the most attention was when she talked about her love life, and then she started naming names. The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church, in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting hallelujah. Well, 7 deacons and the pastor got saved, and $25,000 got raised, and 50 volunteered for missions in the Congo on the spot. And even without an invitation, there were at least 500 rededications, and we all got rebaptized, whether we needed it or not. Now you've heard the Bible story, I guess, how he parted the waters for Moses to pass, all the miracles God has wrought in this old world. But the one I'll remember till my dying day is how he put that church back on the narrow way with a half-crazed Mississippi squirrel. The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church, in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting hallelujah. The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church, in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting hallelujah.
You placed gold on my finger. You brought love like I've never known. You gave life to our children and to me. a reason to go on. You're my bread when I'm hungry. You're my shelter from troubled winds. You're my anchor in life's ocean. But most of all, you're my best friend. When I need hope and inspiration, you're always strong when I'm tired and weak. I could search this whole world over, you'd still be everything that I need. You're my bread when I'm hungry. You're my shelter from troubled winds. You're my anchor in life's ocean. But most of all, you're my best friend. You're my bread when I'm hungry. You're my shelter from troubled winds. You're my anchor in life's ocean. But most of all, you're my best friend.
Well, that's a pretty song. Don Williams there, and You're My Best Friend. And we'll send that one out to Marilyn in Missouri, who wanted to hear that on this Listener's Choice magazine. Actually, she requested it quite some time ago, and I'm just now getting around to playing it. But there it is. Marilyn, hope you enjoyed it. Well, how about we go back a little further now and hear one from Miss Kitty Wells. Many people refer to Kitty as the undisputed queen of country music. This one is from Kitty's later career. She, of course, was very, very popular in the 50s. This one is from in the 60s, probably 63 or 64, and kind of a modern Kitty Wells, I guess, if you will, but still has a fine country sound, and I really like this song. Kitty Wells and This White Circle.
On my finger means we're through. A reminder of my wasted years with you. I took off my ring and placed them out of sight. But that won't keep me from missing. A heaven I can't praise.
gets hotter than a hoochie coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. But we never got caught. After all, early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. A lot about living and a little about love.
Way down yonder in the Chattahoochee, there's Alan Jackson doing that one for you. And we'll send that one out to one of our new listeners, choice listeners, Paula Kelsey. Wanted to hear that one and glad to get it on for you there, Paula. Here is a real pretty one from Mary Chapin Carpenter.
When the day is done, God bless our love. God bless our love. Spending our lives together, man and wife together, world without end, world without end.
Well, every once in a while, a song comes out that just is something really special that a lot of DJs can use at weddings and that sort of thing, and certainly that's one of those songs. A really good one there from Mary Chapin Carpenter, and that's pretty. We're coming down near the end of the side here, and I guess there are a couple more house cleaning chores that I really need to take care of. One thing, some of you will be getting tapes that are, for some reason, C95 minute tapes. I don't know why. I don't know how we got a hold of those, but we did, and we got a hold of a pretty good plethora of them. What's going to happen when you get these tapes, because I'm going to be making the master on a 92 minute tape, and what's going to happen for those of you who get these 95 minute tapes, you will have at the beginning of side two three and a half at least minute leader or blank space. So just if you put in the tape and it doesn't start playing right away, I always leave a little late leader at the beginning of side two. That's for the benefit of the duplicator. But for those of you who are getting these 95 minute tapes, it's going to be more than a little bit. It's going to be more than I like to leave, but I just can't waste the tapes. We've got a bunch of them, and we're going to use them, obviously. So that's what that situation is. Just wind the tape forward a little and to catch the beginning of side two. Also, the Christmas tape, which each year before you have been able to keep, that is something that we've done in the previous years, that we're going to change. Starting with this Christmas issue, you will need to send back the tape. And there's a reason for that. We used to be sending it out to 25 to 30 members. We're now sending it out to over 100 members. And we can't obviously give away that many tapes each Christmas. So sorry about that, but it's something that we have to do to keep these things coming. So when you get the Christmas issue, just listen to it, copy it if you want to, and send it on back to us as normal. And let's turn the tape over now and catch the beginning of side two, and we'll pick up with a really nice recitation from Bill Anderson.